Less than a week after the Obama administration decided not to list the greater sage grouse under the Endangered Species Act, the issue is now headed for the courts. The state of Idaho filed a lawsuit against the federal government on Friday. That's despite the general applause given to groups across the West for what's been called an unprecedented collaboration to save the species. The state had fought the idea of a listing, but was not pleased when the decision was actually announced. Now, Idaho is suing over concerns that new land management in the bird's habitat will hurt the state's economy. Specifically, the lawsuit alleges the Interior Department was deceptive in writing new policies that restrict cattle grazing, mining, and energy development. The Idaho legislature is also a plaintiff. Our Frankie Barnhill on Friday afternoon spoke with the Lieutenant Governor, Brad Little, about the suit.
What we wanted was what we thought we had about 6 or 8 months ago, was the trajectory we were on with our internal process in the state of Idaho and with the Department of Interior. You know, we were praised by people inside Interior in Idaho, and even, for that matter, the former Secretary of Interior and even the new Secretary of Interior about what were the most critical aspects. And then there was this new proposal that came out with these areas which were contrary to what everybody had agreed upon. And so we had a suspicion that either A, it was going to be listed, or B, it was going to be listed with some kind of conditions.
There's some people who would say, though, that there is a need to restrict grazing in certain places in those focal areas where the habitat is really delicate, where mining activities can disrupt the habitat and disrupt the bird. Is this an effort to appease ranching and ranchers in the state of Idaho?
It is a recognizes what everybody agreed to. I mean, the sage grouse working groups have been there's the most recent working groups, but the sage grouse groups have been working for years on this. There have been people in a good faith effort to recognize there were going to be changes in management, which there are, and of course the primary threat that even Secretary Jewell concurs with. All the other threats are trivial compared to the threat of fire, which we're trying to do everything we can to address that threat, and then after it happens, to mitigate the damages when it does happen. You know, that's the number one issue that everybody agreed to. And then all these other ancillary land use plan changes came in after they were all discussed here. You know, for the most part, the working groups here in Idaho said, you know, there might be some threat, but given the massive landscape that it has, the scientists told us we can recover the sage grouse using those criteria.
Will these new restrictions on cattle grazing, will they affect your ranch? Will they affect ranchers that you know?
We're not in the core habitat area. We haven't had sage grouse for almost generations. It's not just cattle ranchers, even though they're maybe part of the tip of the spear, but, you know, every rate payer that is dependent upon electricity that's transmitted are going to be impacted. The mining industry, you know, that's really not a very big footprint in Idaho. It's more a moratorium on new mines in critical areas. It's a moratorium on some other energy projects, but we'd agreed as part of that. It was just the fact that they took this enormous leap from what had been agreed upon that's discouraging.
Is this a good use of taxpayer money?
Yes, because how are you going to get people to participate in a collaborative process if they participate in a collaborative process, which I think is important? I mean, you know, we've had successes in Idaho, but if they go through the collaborative process and then unilaterally one of the partners in the process changes the rules after everybody's agreed, I think this sends a signal to the people of Idaho the state's going to stand up for them if they go through that sometimes very painful process of going through the collaborative process.
Do you think the result will be any different in this particular instance?
Some of the environmental community is going to litigate. If we litigate the other side of it, at a minimum, we'll be guaranteed we're at the table.